Line. On Capitol Hill today, House lawmakers grilled representatives of four major contracting companies that worked on the government's health insurance website. In an exchange with Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, Cheryl Campbell of CBI Federal said her firm's part of the project worked until it was linked to the others.
Our portion of the system that CGI was responsible for, that our functionality worked.
And it didn't?
Yes.
It did not in the end result, correct?
When it became part of an integrated end-to-end system.
Well, you knew it was going to be integrated. There are many subcontractors. That wasn't a surprise.
The contractor said they'd warned the Obama administration about insufficient testing of the entire healthcare.gov website, but the government decided to go public with it as planned October 1st. Meanwhile, the Obama administration continues to say it's working to make sure Americans who buy health insurance anytime during the open enrollment period that ends March 31st will face no penalties. But as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, there are still no details on how that will happen.
As it stands, people can sign up for insurance until the end of March, but in order to avoid tax penalties, they have to make that purchase by the middle of February. White House spokesman Jay Carney said the administration is working to make sure those who wait until the end of open enrollment aren't penalized either.
If you have insurance by March 31st because you've purchased it but it hasn't kicked in, you should not be penalized, and we're working to make sure that does not happen.
Carney, however, and officials at the Department of Health and Human Services both said that guidance on how they will make that happen is not yet finished. Julie Rovner, and